Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm gonna come right to the chase, huh?
Here's another one of those fire-ass DJ at low exclusives.
Myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You
feel me? DJ at low.
It's home, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call it. Oh, baby, how you doing?
What is going on? This is Kimberly Sherrill. You're on with Real Talk Radio. First of all, let me apologize for my absence. I know it has been a while since I have brought the realness to you, but I am back, and today we are discussing Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, I just have one question for you, son. Is drama your middle name? First of all, I want to give a big shout-out to all of my listeners everywhere who have been faithfully checking the website for updates. Again, my apologies. You know, life is very real sometimes. No one knows it better than me. So let's just jump right into it. First of all, today we're discussing Tiger Woods, and it's more than just the whole car crash. It seems to be a drama fest going on right now outside of Orlando, Florida, where Tiger Woods resides. So let's, as usual, start out with the basics. Who is Tiger Woods? Well, first of all, his name is Eldrick Tiger Woods. Tiger is his nickname. Eldrick was born December 30th, 1975, and he's an excellent, excellent pro golfer. No one is debating that. I first remember hearing about Tiger when I was in high school. I was very surprised to see a black man out playing ball, playing golf. I was like, okay, you're a golfer. That's interesting. Didn't know a lot about golf. He sort of sparked my interest a little bit until Tiger said that he was not black. I'm looking at this man like, son, you're darker than me and you're not black. But I'll let you have that. But Tiger, you say you're not black, but you seem to have the black man's problems right about now as being one of those athletes, celebrities, black man, you have his issues. Tiger had a car crash November 27th, and this is when the drama began. So the story is that him and his wife, Evelyn, got into a heated debate at the house, a fight, if you will. Evelyn got a little bit violent. Tiger fled. Evelyn went behind him. Now, Evelyn is Swedish, but man, oh man, she is acting like a sister. She is like, you are not going to run from this. You're going to stay here and deal with it. So she was following him. Tiger ended up crashing into a fire hydrant outside of his house, and everything sort of erupted from there. Now, it was speculated that he possibly had some type of prescription drugs in his system, some alcohol from earlier today. His wife did sell him out on that one, saying that he had been drinking, which I just still find that to be hilarious. Evelyn is not trying to make anything easy on Tiger, and I don't blame her, especially with the recent transactions that have came about. So Tiger also, following this entire incident, then his mother-in-law got extremely sick, and that made the news. And then we hear that Gatorade is discontinuing Tiger Focus, the Gatorade product that, you know, most of you have seen in the grocery store. I know I remember when the commercials first came out, and I was like, wow, Tiger has his own Gatorade now. That is awesome. But they announced that they're going to discontinue it in 2010. Now, some speculate that it is being discontinued because of all of the action that has transpired since the crash. But did my research. You know, I always got to do my research to get the whole story to report to you. So it's completely unrelated. Before any of this happened, Gatorade had already announced that they were going to discontinue it. It was first announced in Beverage Digest on November the 25th, which means the story had to be printed prior to. And they said it is because sales are down 34%. And this is through October 2009 that the sales are down. So they decided to discontinue it, which I can 100% understand because the recession is very real. The recession is very real. So it's unrelated, but I'm sure that was some news. Tiger Woods had not came out when it did. But some of his other endorsements that people are now on, the endorsement Death Watch for Gillette, Accenture, Nike, which we know his endorsement with Nike. He has made more than $30 million endorsing Nike and Electronic Arts, EA Sports, as most of you would know, the video game. Now, researching the endorsements and things, have found out that most of them are saying they're going to stick by Tiger through this ordeal, which I don't know. I'm a little confused by it. I mean, the drama is coming down on him like a black man, but they're definitely standing beside him like he is not. Some of the statements that were issued, and one that I found in particular to be interesting was the one from EA Sports. Our strong relationship with Tiger for more than a decade remains unchanged. We respect Tiger's privacy. We wish him a fast recovery and look forward to seeing him back on the golf course. Now, this statement was issued before Tiger himself announced yesterday that he's going to take a break from golf, and he admitted that he was not faithful to his wife. So I'm wondering how all of that is going to change now, because there are a total of 11 women as of yesterday when I checked that have said they've had some type of relationship with Tiger since he was married. Very disturbing. 11 different women. I don't know what's more disturbing, the number or the fact that the women all want to put claim over a married man. I don't know at this point whose side I could really be on, if I'm on anyone's side, if I can understand anyone's point. I just find it to be hellacious. It's crazy to me that 11 women would come out and say, yes, I slept with a married man. It's quite disturbing. What happened to the sanctity of marriage? Why are we all so quick to jump on this bandwagon and say that, yes, I'm a homewrecker? Basically, that's what you are. So going back to talking about his endorsement, has anyone other than me noticed that you have not seen any of Tiger's commercials since November 29th? Anyone other than me notice that? None of his endorsements have aired since November 29th. You cannot find Tiger Woods on a commercial unless it's a news preview for the latest headline on him. So that's 2 days after the crash and when everything sort of erupted, because the crash is significant because apparently they were fighting about a woman that supposedly has had a relationship with Tiger, and so they got into this heated argument, and that sort of erupted everything. The mother-in-law incident seems to be sort of completely unrelated, but, you know, when your name is already out there in the media, you don't really want to have more. So that is definitely one of the things. So I have a caller. I have a caller on the line. Let's see if the caller is still there. Hello, you're on Real Talk Radio. This is Kay Sherelle.
Am I really?
Yes, you're really on the air. Who's calling?
Oh, this is your faithful listener, Jordan Lamar.
What's going on, Jordan? It's so wonderful to be back on the air with you. How have you been?
I've been good. What can I say?
So you're calling to talk about Tiger Woods and his drama. I would love to hear your comment, because you seem to have a very interesting view on everything.
I mean, I guess I look at Tiger Woods as the prototypical African-American celebrity. I mean, it seems as if he do have the problems that every celebrity have. I mean, look at Kobe Bryant, and look at all the guys who has a mistress on the side. And, I mean, what can you say? I mean, everybody does it. It seems to be a trend these days.
Now, what you said was very interesting because I've had many people to say that you cannot expect, particularly an African-American celebrity slash athlete, to be faithful to his wife. They say that everyone does it. I don't really want to believe that everyone, once they achieve a certain status, is then going to be unfaithful to their wife or girlfriend. To me, that sort of, it puts a dark cloud over A-list celebrities and athletes, especially those who we hold to such high standards just because of everything else they do in the community. So do you really believe that every African-American athlete or celebrity is going to cheat?
Now, what I'm not saying is that every, like every is a solid word. That's a concrete word, and I'm not saying every person that's a celebrity cheats. But what I am saying is, more money, more problems. It comes with the territory. So you can't expect every man as a human to resist those temptations. I mean, that's natural. That happened in the Garden of Eden. You know what I'm saying? We fail. So it's kind of like you should expect it, but at the same time, it's not acceptable. Are you feeling me?
I'm with you. Okay. So this is my question. Why are there more problems with women when there's more money?
Why? Well, I would say it's because of the standard that women have fallen to, I would say. It went from women looking at themselves as something precious, I guess, ancient, you know what I'm saying? We held them to a high standard, and now these days women just don't respect themselves. I feel that's why women are more attracted to wealth more so than the person or the situation, things like that. The quote-unquote baby mama is very popular these days.
Wow. Okay, I'm with you on that. I can sort of agree with what you're saying to a certain extent, because if there were no women who was willing to cheat with Tiger, then Tiger would not be able to cheat. But
exactly.
We can't blame the women alone, because the men are making a conscious decision to step out on their wife. The women are not stepping out on his wife. He's doing it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend Tiger. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am, the topic is on Tiger, and I'm just pretty much putting it out there in that fashion. Like, I mean, it comes from both sides. Tiger is as well as responsible for the situation. It's just the fact that he's the famous person in this ordeal or whatever. She's a nobody. Well, they're a nobody. It's like that.
Well, I guess it's by whose standard you can consider someone to be a nobody or not. But this is something that one of my friends brought up, and I had to do my research on Elon because I'm wondering who this little blonde bombshell really is. I know that she is from Sweden, and apparently she was a friend of Tiger, another pro golfer, Jesper. She was his nanny, and Jesper introduced Evelyn to Tiger. So Tiger married the nanny. So this sparks a question in me as far as what exactly was her role supposed to be, because I'm wondering, looking at all the women Tiger has had some type of relation with, these really aren't professional women at all.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm all for one marrying outside of his class or associating with people, but like it's kind of ridiculous when the woman you're with has no ambition. I would call that a leech. That's what I consider them to be.
That is hilarious. Okay, so she was the nanny. Now, looking at when Tiger began having these affairs, he began having these affairs 2 years ago. The first affair began in 2007, which was shortly after his daughter, Sam Alexis, was born. So it makes me now ask the question, that Elon didn't become the quote-unquote typical housewife and no longer wants to have sex after she gave birth?
how you can look at that. I mean, that's kind of hard to just say. I mean, but I don't know. If you should ask Tiger, you know, I mean, his infidelity.
I mean, that's a great question to ask. Like, Tiger, you know, because it seems as though before then he was really committed to his wife. No one has came forward and said he's had a relationship with him that went longer than 2 years. But I noticed that, yes, Jamie Grubbs says, who is a Las Vegas cocktail waitress, way to, you know, reach for the top, Tiger. She had a 31-month affair with Tiger, which began April of 2007. Oh, and Tiger's daughter, Sam, was born June 2007. So.
Like, they were keeping months? Like, who do that when they are, like, that's crazy.
Yes, these women are quite scandalous because the lady even says that she has 300 text messages to prove that Tiger had an affair. I find that to be completely scandalous on the woman's part. I mean, who keeps the text messages? Who's going to say 300 text messages for a man that you have no claim over to prove that you helped him break the vows of marriage? Who does that?
I don't know. Maybe one should be more careful about who they talk to, or who they associate with, or who you're going to consider to be your mistress. Should be very careful.
I mean, some have said that Tiger should have picked some professional mistresses, so then they would not get attached to him, and he would not have these issues.
I mean, me being me, I would say, I wouldn't say ruin another family, but I mean, I would deal with someone who has equal, just as much to lose as I do in this situation. That's what I would choose, honestly.
Okay, I see you on that one. So let me just give you the list, everyone. Just listen to the list of women that he has had dealings with. First is Rachel, who the fight apparently between him and Evelyn was about. She's a hostess at a nightclub. There's Jamie, a cocktail waitress. There's Kalika, who is also a hostess at a nightclub. There's Jamie Junger. Yes, she sounds like Kalika. It made me wonder if Tiger did like any dark meat or not. Jamie Junger, who is a cocktail waitress. There is Mindy, who's a waitress. Mindy, Tiger? Mindy.
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 Okay.
There is Corey, who is a model, yet never really heard of her prior to this. There's Holly, and it didn't say what Holly does. And then there is Veronica Daniels, who you probably know her as Jocelyn James. She's a porn star.
Go ahead, Tiger, go shoot for the stars.
I guess he was reaching a little bit higher then. And then there are three other women who remain unnamed. They have lawyers who are representing them, but they haven't named themselves. But one of the unnamed women is 40 years old, and she goes by the nickname of Sex Addicted Cougar.
Sex Addicted Cougar. I wonder what is she addicted to, like?
No, sex addicted.
Oh. Quite interesting. I mean, you can tell what he really wants out of them.
I mean, a 40-year-old cougar, Tiger, you live with a Swedish bombshell. I think it's every man's fantasy at some point to have a Swedish nanny, and you married her, and now you go get cocktail waitresses. What is that? I just find it to be hilarious. But Tiger apparently is more than just a wealthy man, because it makes me wonder what Tiger is really like. Why are all of these women so quick to jump into bed with him, other than his celebrity status, and then hang on for so long? But here's a little tidbit about Tiger. Tiger's golf swing speed is 125 miles per hour. The average golfer can only swing about 84 miles per hour. I just thought that little tidbit was a little bit interesting once I started actually looking at Tiger. I'm thinking, like, okay, Tiger, you got a little power. I mean, golf doesn't look like it's one of those sports where you have to be super athletic, but
Yeah, well, the golf swing actually comes from the hip, so you do.
Exactly. It sounds
it's funny. Interesting.
So, you know, he has a lot more power than everyone else. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're introducing you to the nanny. But yesterday, Tiger posted a statement saying he was going to take a break from golf. And basically what he said was, I am deeply aware of the disappointment and hurt that my infidelity has caused to so many people. A little bit more in between that, I have decided to take an indefinite break from professional golf. And this was posted by Tiger Woods on his website, tigerwoods.com. And the kids that he was referring to, he has Sam, his daughter, who is 2, and his son, Charlie, is 10 months old. Disappointed in you, Tiger. I'm very disappointed. But I ask the question again, anytime something happens with athletes and celebrities, should we really hold them to a higher standard than we hold ourselves?
I've never done that. I'm not going to lie. I always look at an athlete or any celebrity. I just look at them and be like, they're regular humans. I mean, they are very prone to anything that we are prone to. Nothing puts them above us. Nothing puts them below us. I feel like they're just same people. It's just that they're in the public's eye more.
Well, I mean, I can understand that, and I was thinking about it this morning as I was getting dressed and why are celebrities held to a higher standard than we hold ourselves. But at the same time, I began thinking about the fact that, okay, I'm an ordinary person, but I do have a group that watches what I do on a daily basis, so I have to really be on my P's and Q's about certain things just because I have impressionable people watching me. So with Tiger having the status that he has, he's worldwide. And so it's not just the adults that are watching him. There are children and teens who aspire to be like Tiger that are also watching him. So I'm not saying he should necessarily be to a higher standard, but I think, you know, a little bit more thought should go into certain actions, especially when you know you have so many behind you that are looking up to you. You
yeah.
cannot ignore that fact. Even though you didn't ask for it, you can't ignore it.
See, I feel like that right there is, I wouldn't say an opinionated thing, but see, like, what you're talking about is Tiger's immoral. You know what I'm saying? That comes from within him. He has to care about the fact that children are looking at him or something, or adults. You know what I'm saying? He has to care about how he appeared to people. See, like, we as normal, quote-unquote normal people could look at him and be like, he should know better. He probably know better, but if he doesn't want to do better, he's not going to do better. I mean, it's the same thing with rappers. I mean, if rappers feel as if telling kids that they are popping pills is cool, I mean, that's the audience that they're trying to attract, you know?
I understand what you're saying to an extent, and, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, Tiger himself said, you know, I let my family down. I regret those transgressions with all my heart. I have not been true to my values and the behavior my family deserves. That was a statement he posted on December 3rd before there were 11 women out. But before, because we have to quickly run out of time here, one thing that I found to be so funny on his website, they have a little Digi notation. And one of the things it says, did you know, it's Tiger's perfect day. Did you know Tiger's perfect day is to surf, ski, play golf, and go spear fishing in the same day? Tiger, what do these 11 other women fit into your perfect day? They're not part of your perfect day? I'm just wondering, you know, at what point does Jamie, the cocktail waitress, fit into your date, the perfect one? Or your kids, or maybe your wife? I'm just wondering. Tiger's indulgence. Did you know that Tiger's indulgence is to spend time on his boat? Who's on the boat with you, Tiger? I'm just wondering. I just saw it, and I was reading all of his, you know, did you know? And I was like, they should add other, did you know Tiger has had sex with 11 women who were not his wife? Just wondering. You know, one of those things. So before the show wraps up, I got something new I would like to bring to you. It's called the crazy headline of the day. And one of the things, headlines that I found to be so funny, in Massachusetts, the headline is 98-year-old kills 100-year-old roommate. I didn't even know someone at 98 could commit a crime. I felt like after you reach a certain age point, you know, maybe anything you do should just be considered legal. I have no idea. But the crazy story is that this 98-year-old woman and 100-year-old roommate were fighting over the bed by the window. And the lady who was 98, she really wanted the bed by the window, but the 100-year-old lady had been in that room for many years. Her and her husband were there until he died, and she was refusing to move. She did not want to change rooms. She would not give up the room by the window. So the 98-year-old woman, whose name is Laura, who they believe suffers from dementia, she told the 100-year-old, whose last name is Barrow, told the son that she would soon get her bed by the window because she would outlive her. Well, I'm guessing, Laura, you know you're going to outlive the lady if you're going to kill her. That's the truth. I mean, you can say you're going to outlive someone if you plan on killing them. So Laura goes down as the oldest indicted defendant ever. 98 years old, she was indicted on second-degree murder. And I'm guessing it wasn't first-degree murder because at her age, who can remember they already planned on killing someone? She strangled the lady, which I'm wondering how in the world at 98 can you get up and strangle someone, but apparently she tied a plastic bag around the lady's head and killed her.
Oh my God, she has the strength to do that? Like, seriously, like, 98 years old. I thought the only thing you could do is, like, pick up a spoon or something. Like, you can't even. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, because, like, who knew at 98? Could you imagine what she was like when she was, like, 70?
No telling how many murders she's committed. Like, that's kind of feisty for 98 years old.
That's very feisty for 98 years old. Wow, she is a dangerous woman. So that is the crazy headline of the day, but I don't know. I feel like there will be more to come about Tiger Woods, so I will definitely be hearing again about Tiger. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about who Tiger really is, get more into that versus the drama that this young man has now found himself in. Poor Tiger. Poor Elin. That's who I feel sorry for in all of this. I feel sorry for Elin. Even if she did stop having sex with Tiger, she did not ask to be treated this way. Her life has been destroyed. It's, you know, it's different when you're married to an ordinary person and you're a regular person, you know, per se, and your husband or, you know, significant other, anyone cheats on you. You know, very few people would know about it. It's a private matter. But everybody knows. Everyone is aware of the fact that her husband was not faithful to her. Disappointed. I feel sorry for her. She's the victim in all of this. Her and Sam and Charlie. Because even if Elin decides to work her marriage out, everyone will always look at her as the woman who was so gullible and desperate that she took a man back who treated her like dirt. And I think that if she wants to work it out, she has that right. And I don't think that anyone should judge her for that. I know definitely I will not. Because marriage is very sacred, and I don't wish divorce on anyone. Regardless of what happens, if you can work it out, you should work it out. So that's my word for you, Tiger. I've been critical of you and Elin as well, you know, but if you can work it out, I think you should really work it out, because divorce is not something that I recommend for anyone. Divorce is very real. It's worse than death. But, you know, this is just one person's opinion, who seems to have an opinion on everything. So please check out the website, SherelleInc.com. I have a new book coming out. Look for it in March, Diary of a Cougar. Definitely always become a fan on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Find me on MySpace. I am Kimberly Sherelle. This is Real Talk Radio. Thank you for listening.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm going to come right to the chase.
Here's another one of those fire-ass DJ at low expense.
I just hung up on it. Yeah, I just hung up. It sure was not straight.